Hey Potters, welcome to episode 260 of Cosplay, the podcast for all things cosplay. Yay! Middle of summer.
We're almost there, guys.
We're almost to the part where it's nice enough outside to go work on cosplay outside again.
Oh.
Yay!
Especially now since so many different parts of the country are like, they're either super, super hot or we're having really extreme weather. It's like everybody's feeling all the crappy and I hate that so much.
It's like you can go out really early in the morning or you can go out really late at night and then do it maybe for those who have to like
30-minute
spray
window.
Paint. Exactly. You have to like spray paint really early in the morning so that it has all day to dry. Or if you're casting resin, do it really early in the morning so it has all day to set. But if it's humid outside, you can't do any of those things.
Because life.
Because it's very humidity sensitive to do those things. So you can always go out and say like, cut wood planks for props or something. That you can still do outside.
Buy more fabric.
But
you can sew indoors. Yeah. The temperature outside doesn't matter for that.
So, by the way, if you haven't heard, if you haven't seen, for those who are watching us, we have a third box today. Say hello, Jen, from Cosplay Tea Time.
Hello. Yes, my name is Jen, also known as Jen Period Cosplays 45 on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. I am the founder and host of Cosplay Tea Time, which is on YouTube and Instagram. We've been running that for about a year now. It's just a community place where cosplayers can come and gather and just have a good time. And we also film podcasts as well.
Everybody say hi, Jen.
Hi, Jen.
I'm making the audience noise because I know everybody is going to actually say it with us when they listen to the recording of the podcast.
It's awesome.
And even better, everybody can bring up their own green screen.
Yeah, that's
as
true.
Two of our members have. I am odd person out this time. I'm sorry. I don't have a green screen.
So Jen, tell us a little bit more about yourself. What got you interested into cosplay?
So I'm still kind of a noob to cosplay. I've been cosplaying for about 2 years now.
Oh,
so
cool.
March 20.
Cosplay.
Yeah. Exactly. It was like right at the start of the pandemic. It just hit. I was at home. I had one cosplay that I was making, Nora Valkyrie from a show called Ruby. I'm a big Ruby fan. But yeah, I wanted to cosplay for a long time. I just didn't have the money, didn't have the time. But now at home, it was like, well, I have time. So I started closet cosplaying, which is just finding like random pieces in your closet and piecing together like an outfit from a character from a show. And I was like, you know, I had this pink skirt for a while. I had a white t-shirt. I'm like, oh, this looks very Nora Valkyrie. But I was missing like her signature blue jacket for Volume 4. And I'm like, I don't want to spend $70 on a jacket. Like, that just seems so unreasonable. So I went to a nearby thrift store around Christmas time, like right before the pandemic started. I went to a thrift store and I found a long sleeve blue jacket for $8.
Nice.
Took it home, cut the sleeves, put on pink ribbon and like popped the red collar and stuff with the help of my mom and everything. And that's when I started getting into cosplay. So yeah, about 2 years. Now I have at least 30 some odd cosplays, a lot of cosplay friends and family. So slowly but surely building up there.
Isn't that how it always starts? Like you get the one and then you get the bug and then it becomes, I now have 10, now I have 15, now I have 20. What do I do with
that? One of us.
I've been enjoying it though. It's such a creative outlet because during that time I was also working on my master's degree. I'm studying to become a marriage and family therapist. Ooh. And I was studying online. So I would spend like 8 or 9 hours a day, like staring at the computer screen, working on papers. So it was nice just to like, you know, I had like my own little room set up. Now I'm in the basement, but you know, I have like my own little room set up that I could just like take a screen break and go into cosplay and take photos. And whenever it's nice outside, I go outside and take photos. So it's a fun creative outlet for me too.
That's cool. Yeah, we are big Ruby fans. I've cosplayed Blake a couple of times, so yeah.
Cosplay Kara.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about Cosplay Tea Time.
Yes. So cosplay tea time started in July 2021. As I mentioned, I'm into Ruby and Ruby Chibi. There's like a Chibi episode. I don't know if y'all are familiar with it, where Weiss invites the girls over for a tea party. And there's like Chibi Klein and everything like that. So it's an adorable little episode. So Weiss invites the girls to a tea party. Nora makes the line about like, I was promised crumpets, like, where's my crumpets and stuff like that. So it's one of my favorite episodes. I love tea parties and whatnot. And not only that, I love like dressing up. I love vintage, like 50s, 60s styles. And I'd wanted to do like a vintage Nora. So again, I hit up the thrift store and, I'm browsing through like the dresses and skirts, and I find a pink wraparound dress. You can find pictures of it on my Instagram, like a 50 style, like pink wraparound dress. And I'm like, oh, this is so pretty and so light and comfy. So I grab it. I'm heading to the dressing room. I turn the corner and there's like this big pink hat, like with like netting and a big ribbon. And I was just like, this is all coming together. It's all
That's
going according
me.
to plan. Yes,
I love it.
exactly. So I was like, so I was able to like get those two items, came home. Like I think within that same week, I cosplayed vintage Nora. I did the chibi line about the crumpets and stuff, and it got like really popular. So a couple months pass. At that time, I was doing like cosplay related interviews with like demon interviews and just just sharing like my cosplay story and like how to get into cosplaying, even though I'm still beginner, but I just wanted to put myself out there a little bit. And then I realized I want to do more with the cosplay community. Like I get like we're all in our own little corners of the world, but we need to come together, talk a bit more. So, and because I love tea parties, there was this one time my grandmother's church had like a tea party, like little get together thing, and we tried like different teas and different snacks and whatnot. And I'd go to like the restaurants, and you get like that little tea pitcher of the hot water and stuff like
Yeah.
that. That was always so cool to get. So I've always had a love for tea until college, and then it switched to coffee, but I still like tea. But yeah, I just thought like, what if it's like a tea party where cosplayers gather, we take a moment out of our day to just sit, have a snack, a beverage, we can get all dressed up in our cosplay, we talk about different topics. And not only that, but with the podcast recordings, when they get posted, folks are taking time out of their day to watch us. Maybe they're having a nice snack or beverage. We always encourage that as well. So again, it's a recorded podcast format. We have different themes, so we'll decide like a date and time. That's always fun because you have time zones and people have lives and work and school, which I get. So we'll try to get as many folks as we can. We'll get into our cosplays and then we start our recordings. So how the recordings work is we do a couple icebreaker questions, just kind of get to know one another. We do intros. Like this is definitely the time to like promote yourself and whatnot. And then we do like a little brief intermission to discuss what is cosplay tea time. Now, whenever we do a color recording, because we do like different colors and talk about like different cosplay colors or costumes of that color, then we'll give like a brief history of that color and like where it's seen. And then we do our theme questions, which is like around 7 to 10 questions. So we kind of end it there. So again, it's just about making new connections in the cosplay community, telling stories of our experiences, and making new memories as well.
Okay.
So, and the external part of that is, when people watch a podcast recording or two, it's to inspire others to support or even join the cosplay community and to keep sharing stories with others and to not feel so excluded. So we do have some exciting upcoming themes. We just finished filming, I guess, our season one, and we're going to be starting to film season two in the fall. And our themes coming up are original character cosplays. We have pirates, because I think National Pirate Day is sometime in September, so I'm excited for that one. We have coffee, which we're calling it the Anti-Tea Podcast. And we also have our holidays like Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's. Those have been very popular. So And again, we do like color themes. We do the art of cosplaying. So we've talked about sewing, prop making. I think wig making's coming up here soon, like how to take care of wigs, how to store wigs.
Okay.
That's been a hot topic. And then if folks want to join, like if folks are listening right now in the future and we're still doing this, we do have one rule. You do have to be 18 years or older just to make sure like everybody's safe and whatnot. And then you just message us on our Instagram. So it's cosplay_tea_time. Just look for the little mouse. He sits in the little teacup surrounded by books and flowers, and he wears a little top hat. I remembered Bella. I was going to watch this later and be like, she mentioned the top hat. So that's Mousy, our little mouse, our little mascot, which you'll see him pop up here and there during recordings. So, but yeah, we'll get you the Discord link. We'll get you squared away with all of our fun stuff. And even if folks only join one cosplay recording, like if they're just interested, say, like in the Pirates one, like that's totally fine. You know, you don't have to join every single one, but you know, if there's one that speaks out to you and you're like, I want to talk more about this topic. Like I love talking about pirates. We would love to have you. So for sure. So, and then just one last thing is just like, you know, we're just grateful for folks that have supported us in our journey, you know, new tea sippers that want to come and whatnot. We're just really looking forward to meeting new people. So that's cosplay tea time.
Yay. As Amber salutes you with her own tea.
Tea. Not like the figurative tea. I don't have any of that because I don't deal in that sort of thing. This is literal, and I would tilt it if I could. Literal peach tea.
That's really cool. And especially since you've only been doing this for the cosplaying part for 2 years, you've already been so engaged with the community that you wanted to do more and talk to more people. That's really awesome. That's a great idea.
Yeah, thank you.
We know how difficult it is starting a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, because y'all have been doing yours for years. So.
Yeah, it's been a decade.
10 years, oh my gosh.
This is season That's 11. Very long.
Many more.
For hopefully many, many more. There's always something to talk about with cosplay. That's the most engaging part for us is that we think we've talked the topic out to death, but then something new comes along, or there's a new product, or there's a new technique that comes out, or we come up with a new tutorial. There's always something, and that's what makes it so exciting.
Speaking of talking about new things in cosplay, shall we get into cosplay updates?
Yeah, I have none other than the shade. I moved! That's the Great
echo,
Wall!
Echo, echo, echo.
And the echo! But I brought the dress form out just so people know that, hey, this is the sewing room. I actually have an appropriate craft room now. I'm so happy. I can't show you the rest of it because it's just boxes. There you go. This is why I have not been cosplaying. It's because I have moved. Yay. Echo. Hopefully that'll go away next time.
You have a built-in green screen behind you.
I know. This took like half a day of painting, but I now have a green screen. So there's my cosplay update. There you go.
Unfortunately, I do not have any either because I am actually on the tail end of getting over being sick. With a foodborne virus, which has not been the most pleasant thing in the world, but I'm just about there now. So this weekend I'm going to start trying to sew and see how long I can sit without discomfort and cross my fingers that that goes well. I have my little embroidery hoop next to me that I'm going to sit and try and sew on.
Yay, good.
Because I have more of those blasted panels that I have to embroider. But at least with it being so hot outside, I can stay inside and sew.
Yes.
Even if I can't work on my props, at least I have something else I can work on. And speaking of sewing and working on props, I would like to mention, at least for those in the United States, that World Cosplay Summit is actually tonight into tomorrow morning in our time zone. So if you have not registered on Nico Nico and you're watching this live, please make sure that you do that because you won't be able to actually watch World Cosplay Summit as a whole unless you sign up for the time skip feature or if you really feel like getting up at like 3 or 4 in the morning.
No, thank you.
So go ahead and sign up for your account. They don't sponsor the show, by the way. They're the host of World Cosplay Summit. Go sign up for an account, sign up for the time skip delay so that you can watch it at one time of your choosing in the future. It doesn't have to be at 3 or 4 a.m. this morning. So, ganbatte, fighting, good luck, United States, and to all of the other competitors. We will watch all of the videos as soon as we get our hands on them.
Yes.
And we support you 110% of the way. Good luck.
Yay. Well, Jen, do you have any cosplay updates that you would like to share?
I mean, I bought one new cosplay, which is Lloyd Forger from Spy X Family.
Oh, cool.
Planning on debuting him here soon. So, and then I don't know if I'm allowed to mention, but I did get my first cosplay commission, which I'm still working on. It's due in a couple months, but it's a light blue trench coat for a friend. So I don't know how much I could say. I don't know if he's in the chat. Like, you can't say anything.
Don't spoil it.
The grand reveal. But it's been definitely a learning process because it's definitely one of the biggest pieces I've ever made. You know, I'm used to sewing like small patches or, you know, fixing small holes or buttonholes, like very small things. So this is like my first like large project. And the fact that it's my first commission really terrified me at first. But because I'm learning so much, it's like, I don't know, it's been such a journey and I'm really enjoying it. And I'm so excited when this is over because one, I can't wait to see how it looks. And two, I'll finally get all the little scraps out of my room. So
yes. You finally get like, yours now.
I know that feeling.
So that's it for me.
Oh, that's really cool though. Congrats on that.
Thank you.
And speaking of working on new things, learning new things and giving yourself that sort of goal and drive to work on cosplay, why don't we talk about motivation in cosplay?
Nice segue. That's why you're here, Amber. Dad jokes and segue.
Pretty much. Val, would you like to introduce a little bit more of the topic before we go ahead and get started with our discussion?
Yeah, so our topic is motivations, the ups and downs of cosplay, what keeps us invested in the hobby, and exploring what it means to be motivated. And since all of us have different backgrounds, different experiences, been doing this for some years, a lot of years, and everything in between, thought this would be a really cool topic for us to kind of touch on, especially as conventions are getting more back to in-person content. People are really going all out on cosplay and bringing out some of their biggest and bestest and even the coolest costumes that we haven't seen in such a long time. So figured this would be a nice time to kind of jump in and get back into what keeps us motivated.
Plus, motivation isn't always a static thing throughout your life. The reason why you cosplay can actually change as you cosplay for a period of time. And I think, I can't speak for Jen, but at least for Val and myself, I'm pretty sure our motivations have changed.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And has gone through many ups and downs, like lots of peaks and valleys and everything in between, because good gravy.
Do you want to start?
I guess, yeah. I don't know how to start this with. Maybe with what initially motivated me and then what motivates
me
now.
And how it's changed.
Yeah, that works. So what initially motivated me was just how cool it looked to have everybody in costume when I went to my very first convention. And just like people were having so much fun. And I was like, I want to do that. I want to make that a thing and that be a hobby. And just after talking to a bunch of people dressed as Sailor Moon, dressed as Goku from Dragon Ball, I was like, okay, I want to do this thing. And so just being in that moment and dressing up as my favorite characters and representing a hobby and showing like I love this particular show or this video game, movie, whatever, like that to me was so much fun and I really enjoyed it. And then over the years, what's kept me motivated really is just the creativity of it. Because now it's not so much me recreating characters, it's discovering new ways to kind of transform them, maybe make my own characters, sometimes really embellish them and take the original character and move it to a new level. Because I know a good example of this is my Bulbasaur cosplay that I just recently finished, because that's the completely original design that I made for it. It's like we know who the base character is from Pokemon, but I really put my whole spin on it. And going through that costume was so much more fun than I could possibly had imagined. It wasn't trying to copy something exactly. It was taking it to a new direction. And that's what's been keeping me motivated a lot more recently is just how can I put my own personal stamp on this project and really take it to that next level?
Awesome. And I'd also like to enjoin the chat. If you would also like to join in on this, please feel free, if you're here live with us, to let us know your experience with cosplay, what started out as your motivation and what it is now. And while we are, yes, while we are waiting for the chat to go ahead and respond to that, Jen, I will turn it over to you. What started as your motivation in cosplay, and what is your current motivation in cosplay?
Interesting question. I guess the motivation was just to be one of my favorite characters. Again, Nora Valkyrie. I love her so much. And just whenever I'd put on the cosplay, I would feel like very bubbly and energetic. Like if anybody knows her, they know like she's like very upbeat and whatnot. And in real life, like Jen is very quiet and shy and reserved. So whenever I put on the cosplay, it's like I feel different. I can express myself. Like, so, you know, it was kind of like that. And then just like, you know, as I was like meeting new people, I'm mostly on TikTok, as I was like finding more, you know, friends and folks that were into the Ruby series, they're like, oh, like, have you thought about cosplaying this character or that character? And I'm like, oh, maybe I will, you know, consider like so-and-so. I forget who I've done. I've done Penny and Pyrrha were like the most popular too. So yeah, I really enjoy just being like those different characters, getting like a feel and a sense for them. So, and then kind of where I'm at now, well, I'm still in the baby stages, but I don't know. I just feel like, I think I just do it again, just to express myself, just to have fun, make this an outlet. There's definitely been some downs, just like maybe not feeling very motivated because I do like the TikTok videos, and because there's this wonderful thing called the algorithm. Sometimes the videos don't get shown, or my friends are like, what happened to your videos? And I'm like, I'm posting, they're there, but I don't know what's going on. So that can be kind of draining. So always make sure to take care of yourself, take it slow and whatnot. So, but yeah, so now it's just, you know, doing this thing. I especially feel like cosplay tea time is what's kind of keeping me in cosplay, because, you know, I do have to get dressed up and kind of is Val, right? Mm-hmm. Val was saying, like, putting your own unique spin. Like, I've done, you know, I have, like, Pyrrha's outfit, but I've done, like, a Christmas Pyrrha look with, like, a little Christmas wreath for a crown and, like, a green 50s dress and stuff. So that's something that's, like really fun to do, is just to kind of create and experiment and be like, yeah, they totally wear this. So yeah, but I enjoy cosplaying. You know, I love being a part of the cosplay community. You know, when I went to my first convention and there was like people dressed up and stuff, I'm like, I feel so included. So it really feels special to be a part of like an amazing community and to help like build into that and interact with members. It's really special.
It is. It always is, every single time. Doesn't matter how many years we've been doing this, it seems like every time when you find your people who are cosplaying, you're just like, yes!
Come to me.
And we ended up really missing that during pandemic when conventions weren't held in person at all. There's something different about virtual conventions. Even if you're like cosplaying from the waist up for the convention, it's still not quite the same as having that in-person, you know, party with your peeps. Mm-hmm. I still kind of miss it. Safety first.
All right, Amber, your turn.
My motivation in cosplay has actually undergone several changes, and I think that's just because I've been cosplaying for the longest. It's not a competition. Just I've been a renaissance, since I was a teenager, so I've been doing it for a while. And it started out as kind of wanting a sense of belonging. Mm-hmm. As you guys have mentioned, cosplay is a really big community, and it's a very tight-knit community. And so the first time I ever went to a convention, it was not in cosplay, because I had no idea that cosplay was even a thing. I didn't even know. And as soon as I saw everybody dressed up, I'm like, dude, I want to be cool too. I want to belong. I want to show off my fandom. Like, I want to be part of this. And so I hand-sewed my first costume, which I'm not very proud of looking back on it. But hey, gave the effort. A for effort. And then after I had been doing that for a couple of years and just kind of settling myself as a cosplayer as part of my identity, then I found out that there are competitions for that sort of thing. So then I started to be motivated by competition because I really wanted to like show off what I could do and, win an award. Not necessarily the top award, I didn't care. I just wanted to win something and like get that sort of attention for my ability. And that actually caused a lot of ups and downs in motivation because competition, we've had several discussions on competition and cosplay. You guys can always go back to our archives and watch several of our episodes and discussions that we've had on that. But because of just the complexities that are around it, I ended up just retiring myself from competition and I feel so much better for it as a cosplayer. It's so much lighter of a burden to not have to worry about all of the complexities that come with competition. Once I had retired from competition and cosplay, my motivation actually kind of turned into craftsmanship, like being able to do my best work on a costume no matter how long it takes me. I don't want to have to keep redoing iterations of cosplays because I use cheap materials and stuff breaks all the time. It's like, okay, I just want to make a few good costumes instead of having 50, like, no offense to Party City quality costumes that you can only wear maybe once or twice. And my current motivation is a little bit more aspirational and experimental. I want to push the boundaries of what's possible with cosplay in terms of technique. Like, what random ways can I think of to MacGyver this thing into being and then share that with the world? Because no one's ever done it. But hey, you can do it because it's a thing. And don't let anybody ever tell you otherwise that something is impossible because you haven't tried it yet. So that's kind of my current motivation is just experimenting with what's possible and then sending it out into the world like my child.
It's a very Adam Savage mindset.
It's very Mythbusters-esque. Yes. And it usually gets me into trouble more often than not, as we've seen on the podcast, but it can have some pretty cool results too.
It's a learning. It's learning.
Yes.
Knowledge
Even when I go to
that you can always use, whether it be good or bad.
even when I go to conventions now, I still try and spend a lot of time going to panels on cosplay just so I can learn from other people. Because other people have all sorts of knowledge that we don't. All right. Let's go ahead, since we mentioned it at the beginning, and talk about the ups and downs of motivation and cosplay and kind of our experiences with that and what you can do about it.
Yeah, because definitely motivation, just like so many other things, it ebbs and it flows. Sometimes you're really all in and all gear on something, and then you get stuck, you get hit by something bad, or something in your brain just says, I'm done with this, and then drops on down again. And I know for me, some of it was competitions. It was not because I was losing or anything of that sort. A lot of it was just a bunch of backstage cattiness and nonsense. And pushing myself to get things done a little bit faster than what I was happy with. So I was never really fully satisfied with the costume, but I knew that I committed myself to getting it done for this contest because I didn't want to switch it out for anything else. Like in my brain, I was like, this has to be the costume that I gotta wear. And because I was never really quite satisfied with it just kind of made me go, why am I still pushing myself to do this if I'm not really happy with the results? I'm spending all of my time and my money for just something that's kind of subpar in my brain. Everybody else may love it, but I notice all the flaws. And if I notice all the flaws, that irks me to no end. And that tends to immediately suck everything out of me. And I'm just like, I can't look at the thing. I don't want to do it anymore. Throw it in the corner and pretend it doesn't exist. So I know for me, that's been where a lot of my downs have been, is just that constant need for perfection, which I know is just part of my personality, part of my Myers-Briggs, part of my anxiety and all that funness. I totally understand it. And having to overcome that is so challenging. Because for me, I'm the type of person that just wants to keep pushing through it and pretend it doesn't exist. But I know that's not healthy. I know now it's not healthy. Experiencing the really hard downfall of it made me realize why it was not healthy. So it then turned into, okay, what can I do to make cosplay fun for me again? And it's not necessarily dropping out of contests. Now it's more about choosing which contests that I want to be involved in with a lot more care. Like, okay, I'm not going to do the anime cons where I'm there for an entire day for a cosplay contest. I'll do the ones that are 2 hours tops, where it's like, there's prejudging, there's the show, and I'm done. So that way I can go and spend and enjoy the time at the convention doing other things and getting to go to all the cosplay hangouts and meetups and going to the dealer's den and all that type of stuff. And then also just choosing how I want to finish my costumes my way and just making it, you know, to a note to myself, like, hey, it's okay if I don't finish this for a con. There's always going to be other cons, and there will be other events, and there will be other shows. I can finish it later. Because what matters at the end of the day is that if I'm happy with it, and if I'm not happy, I shouldn't have to force myself to be happy. I'll just put it aside. I'll pick it up later. There's always a later.
I wanted to mention that Amaris in chat says that they've always loved dressing up, but that they had a family member that basically were being a little judgmental and trying to keep them away from cosplay as a hobby. Mm-hmm. But the more that they basically got into the hobby, the more in love they fell with cosplay. And now they just do it as much as possible. And their motivation is the constant need to create responsibly. So having that sort of creative outlet, which cosplay is fantastic for.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's actually like one of my biggest like ups is when I have the chance to create something cool. When you get to the end of that project, you basically get this massive high. Mm-hmm. 'Cause it's like, you feel accomplished. You feel like you did something creative that you put all of your ability into it. And hey, it actually turned out pretty good. But in the process of leading up to that, especially if you're stressed going in, mm-hmm. say from work or from family life or just life getting in the way, if you're stressed and then you try and go in to work on cosplay, it's kind of hit or miss. Sometimes the act of working on cosplay will kind of de-stress me. It'll just kind of mellow me out and go, okay, you know, get some of that stress out in the process of, say, working on sanding a wooden prop or maybe working on the mindless work of styling a wig, just something where you can just let go of that stress. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it works out that way and it's fantastic. But sometimes just you end up associating working with cosplay with that stress.
Yeah.
Not voluntarily. It just kind of happens in the brain because you're stressed going into working on it. And so working on the cosplay itself becomes a stress. And then it's like, no, I don't need more stress in my life right now. I don't want to work on that. I just want to do something else. And you just kind of lose that motivation for a little while. And you can't really pick it back up until you've worked through that association in your mind, because otherwise it's just like you said, Val, to where you just try and work through it as though it's an obstacle that you just have to hop over, and then you'll get to the greener pasture on the other side and everything will be hunky-dory and it's great.
Not always.
Stress doesn't really work that way, and you can't just hop over it like an obstacle. Stress can kind of be a chronic thing sometimes.
Yeah.
And so pushing through it can actually just make the stress worse. Mm-hmm. And it can also make the work that you do on the cosplay worse. But you won't really necessarily notice that until at the end when you've kind of finished everything up.
Yep.
So, you know, if you end up being stressed while working on the cosplay, it's okay to walk away from it for a little while.
Yep.
Or if you're working on a cosplay that has multiple kinds of things, like, you know, wig styling, maybe you have custom makeup that you have to create, maybe you have some sewing that you have to do, maybe you have some molding and casting you have to do. If some part of it that you're working on is just not de-stressing you and not fun, go ahead and set it aside for a little while and then choose a different part of the cosplay to work on. And maybe that will change things. And if not, then you can always just set your cosplay aside entirely for a little bit, you know, give it 2 or 3 days, just do something else, play video games, go out for a walk, go socialize with your friends and walk around the mall for a couple of laps. Just do something else so that you give your brain that chance to calm down and reset. Then try and go back and work on your cosplay again, just so you don't build that negative association by accident. Because cosplay literally has the word play. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be a happy hobby and or profession, if that's your profession. You don't want it to be associated with negative things. Mm-hmm. So just, it's okay to take a break.
So I know, Jen, you haven't had a chance to really do a whole lot of cosplay in the last 2 years, other than the fact that you have so many costumes.
Yeah.
So please feel free to contribute.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I thought of a couple of things when you said motivation, because I'm like, ah, motivation, what a rare species. So, especially with cosplaying. So, but yeah, I kind of broke it down into like two different categories. One where it's like, you know, you're making your cosplay. So like, you know, sewing or prop making and whatnot. And the one thing, I even say this because I'm training to become a marriage and family therapist, is something I tell like clients is, you know, take it slow. Like, don't rush, don't pressure yourself, just, you know, take it slow, take it one step at a time. You know, if you gotta work on, like, you know, my coat, for instance, I have to get the back sewn together. You know, I just did the front panels. You know, so like, you know, one day I'll just work on the back panels. Okay, maybe in a day or two I'll work on like the collar or something. So, but if I'm working on something and then, you know, I get like, I don't know, like that little high or something, and I'm just like, oh, I want to keep going, then I'll keep going. But yeah, for now, I'm just like, okay, work on one piece, take a moment, go play Animal Crossing. I love video games too. So, and then we'll come back the next day or even a couple hours. I've had that happen. So, but yeah, so with sewing, I usually listen to like chill step type of music, like melodic dubstep, just kind of in the background, just like some light music. I'll set a timer for an hour. Sometimes that helps. Like, I'll be like, okay, can I do this for, you know, if I'm feeling really stressed, I'll be like, okay, 30 minutes. Can I focus on it? You know, can I do it for an hour? So sometimes that helps. And also to social support, we want to do more like group calls with like Cosplay Tea Time or even other servers where we just get a bunch of friends together and be like, all right, like, let's just work on projects. I think I tried to do like a workshop. I need to get that going again, but just like a different workshop or something where we just like bring sewing or wig styling, prop making, and then, you know, because social support is definitely important. I know the one friend in the chat said like they had a family member kind of not being very nice is what I heard. So, you know, and that's something, you know, Cosplay Tea Time, we're trying to build that social support and connecting within the cosplay community. So always come to us. And then that was a little bit about like, just like, you know, making, prepping, creating. And then there's like the getting into cosplay, like getting like the time and the energy, I feel like some days, to just get into cosplay. So something that helps me, and I did this the other day when, surprise, I was getting into Nora Valkyrie for a live stream. I have a playlist of just Nora Valkyrie related songs and even songs like her theme song from Ruby. I don't know if I could sing it here. So I don't know if we get copyright. But, you know, I have just like a bunch of songs I think she would enjoy listening to. And, you know, I'll be putting on my makeup and I just listen to the music. You know, I have like little clips from the show, that, you know, lines that she says, and I'll like listen to them, and it's like, you know, I'm queen of the castle and all this stuff while getting ready, and it really helps empower me and like get into that character.
That's a great idea. Amber, why haven't we done that? That's a great idea.
All I hear in my head is, I'm the queen of the castle.
It's so good. So, yeah, and then just to, so again, like, I'm on TikTok a lot, so I do, like, the videos, so I do, like, the transitions. Eventually, I'll do, like, a YouTube video on, like, how I get into cosplaying, but, you know, I try to do transitions first. I take a bunch of pictures, like, doing, like, poses from the show. I'll finish the transition videos. I'll do duets that I have saved. I'll do my audios. And sometimes I've noticed too, sometimes like I do practice. This was something that came up in Cosplay Tea Time the other day, is whenever you're into TikTok and doing like the cosplay audios and stuff, is to practice beforehand out of cosplay, like practice your facial expressions and, you know, do I laugh here? Do I lip sync here? Like this kind of stuff. So, and you know, if you do it in cosplay and you're not comfortable, it's okay. Just save it for another day. You know, just what a lot of us do is we'll either like just stand there in the character and be like, save for next time, like practice more or something. And then just save it to like personal, or we just like take a screenshot of the character and we're like, all right, this is for Nora or something like that. So again, it's okay if you can't do that in one day. So, and then just like taking more photos, maybe if it's nice outside, going outside. So I've tried to take photos out at night, but mosquitoes are not my friend. So
those are a thing.
Do try.
We understand.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's kind of what helps me is music, shows, you know, talking to friends beforehand. Like, you know, I'm thinking about getting into Nora. I don't know if I want to do it. And they're just like, oh, well, just, you know, take it slow. So that's pretty much what helps me. So.
Very cool.
Yeah, we've got some more coming in from the chat. Jay Machia, I apologize if I pronounced that wrong, notes that they won't cosplay on a workday, which is totally understandable, especially if you end up having a job or an occupation that may be a little bit stressful and you don't want to carry that into cosplay. On the other side, Tamla notes that they are always sad whenever they finished a cosplay. And that's perfectly okay too, because for some people, the motivation is the process, the journey, and not necessarily the end result. And that's perfectly okay. Everybody is going to have different motivations just kind of based on their personality and their experience with cosplay. So that's really cool. Bottling motivation. I would love to be able to do that for the days when I have downs. If I could just take that motivation and put it like time in a bottle and then, you know, put the little cork in it. Punk,
there we go.
So that you can just
pour it out.
Take it out like a healing potion on the days when you just don't have any motivation and just go. That would be amazing.
$1 million idea.
There you go.
But Val, you asked why we don't do that. At least as far as I'm concerned, I can't do the whole clips thing because then I would get distracted as I'm trying to get ready. And I would pay more attention to the clips and I would just stop getting into cosplay because I'm not very good at that kind of multitasking. I'm a very visual person and I get distracted with visuals very easily. The music I could do. The chill dub I could do. Just not... nothing with something I can watch because otherwise I'll get distracted like a child.
I like the idea of the playlist though. Like now I kind of want to start doing some for some of the characters because that would be a great way as I'm putting on my makeup too because my makeup takes for stinking ever.
Forever.
I swear every time. Doesn't matter what the character is. It always takes forever. Just having that in the background would definitely help kind of keep me more lighthearted as I'm swearing at myself when I put my eyelashes on wrong again.
Honestly, I think I could see it more listening to that when I'm getting out of cosplay at the end.
That would be fun because, too.
Because whenever I'm getting out of cosplay, I usually end up just losing all motivation to cosplay the next day just because of how stressful it can be of like having a migraine from wearing a wig for like 8 hours.
Right.
Or
and
having
you're just so tired.
You're exhausted, you're probably grumpy, you're probably hungry because you can't really eat in cosplay like you would normally because you might be either hampered by makeup or prosthetics or you just don't want to get the cosplay dirty. So you can't eat or drink like you would normally and you just want to take all the cosplay off and just get into casual clothes as soon as possible. And at that point, you're not thinking anything about, oh yeah, I get to, you know, put on a completely different cosplay in less than 24 hours in the morning. So let's get ready and go. No, you just want to de-stress and just get rid of the cosplay at that point. So I think that's one of the points when my motivation is low. And I think listening to that chill music could kind of
help
with that. Exactly. Yes. Just...
That's a really great idea, though. I'm going to write that one down. That's a nice one.
Okay. Yeah, whenever I get into Pura, I actually listen to K-pop because I think she would like K-pop. I don't know if y'all are interested in K-pop. But...
I could see her totally doing the girl group thing if she had Nora with her and maybe some of the other girls and just doing like K-pop dancing.
That would be super cheesy.
All right. Machinima fans, get on that. So we've talked a little bit about the downs. Why don't we talk a little bit about the ups and how you can kind of turn that into like progress? Because whenever you're having a really good time working on cosplay, like you've been working on it for 4 to 6 hours straight, which is not really all that healthy, by the way. But if you happen to be just making progress, everything is just going perfectly, it's turning out even better than you had imagined for the effort that you're putting into it. Take that, since we can't put it in a bottle yet, but we'll work on that. Take that progress and just run with it. You know, if you need to keep working on it, that's fine. Just please do make sure that you take those breaks, because even though you may be mentally on that high and making all sorts of progress, your body still needs a break once in a while to just kind of reset itself, especially because, you know, we're humans and require food and drink once in a while. So please also make sure that you... Yes, since we were talking about that earlier, sleep is very important. Please do make sure that you take those breaks. You know, don't work on cosplay for 24 hours straight, no matter how much of a motivation high that you're on. But go ahead and just go with it. Run with that high. Keep working on the cosplay. As long as it makes you happy, there's nothing to stop you. Go ahead and keep going with it. Just do make sure that you also practice that self-care. Mm-hmm. Keep some snacks next to you. Keep a couple bottles of water next to you. Preferably not next to silk if you are working on sewing silk, because it does terrible, terrible things to it. And take those breaks to go walk around. You know, use the restroom as you need it. Take a nap if you need it. Naps are wonderful. Mm-hmm. Any adult will tell you that. Children hate them. Adults love them.
Naps are the best.
Yeah. Be good to yourself, because then yourself will also be good to you, and you can keep working on cosplay.
Well said.
Very nice. Yeah, definitely with the taking breaks thing, what I've been doing more often is I have both reminders on my phone that go off, like as an alarm to kind of remind me, hey, I need to get up and walk around. But I also have a Fitbit too that reminds me if I haven't got my steps in every hour. So that way it tells me, hey, get up and get moving again. So even if I need to step away and I'm in the groove on something, if I just step away for even 3 or 5 minutes, just to kind of help get my body up and refresh, I actually come back and I feel more motivated to keep doing what I'm going to be doing. I think that's the important thing too, is that yes, you can get into a groove and there's nothing wrong with that. I've done it plenty of times, but there's also something to be said about giving yourself a chance to just step away, take that break, get that walk in, get that snack in, go to the bathroom. You'll come back, you'll actually feel more refreshed and you'll want to get right back into it again. And you'll actually find yourself getting more work done because of it. There's lots to be said about taking a break. Learn from your elders, kids.
We're not that old.
No, but naps are amazing.
We're cosplay elders. Only because we've been doing it for a
very long time.
But more or less, if you take care of yourself, then you're more likely to kind of get on that cosplay high to begin with. It'll be less stressful for you. Because if your body is stressed and freaking out, then chances are much higher that your brain will also freak out.
And that's not good energy that you want to transfer over to your hobby.
Yeah, that kind of works kind of like Jen was saying for when you're getting into cosplay too. Make sure that you're well rested the morning that you're going to cosplay. This is why we always advise people don't do the whole costume crunch thing. Don't work until like 3 or 4 in the morning on the costume that you're going to wear at the convention that you're at, you know, with your sewing machine in the hotel room. Please don't do that sort of thing. Make sure that you're well rested, eat a really good meal the night before, make sure that you're showered so that you're nice and clean, everything's feeling fresh when you get up in the morning so that you can put on that power playlist and just get into it. And you're more likely to kind of internalize that sort of, you know, positive hype feeling and go into the convention, your 8-hour long cosplay wearing day. feeling good about it instead of dreading, oh, I have to be in this costume for 8 hours, for the next 8 hours, you know, what am I gonna do?
Yeah, when you feel like the human the morning of, you're more motivated to want to put on the cosplay instead of feeling like death.
At least for the first day of the convention. By the time you're on day three, you'll probably still feel like death in the morning. Even if you sleep well and eat well, just that's
By day
that can be
three,
the nature.
day three is a thing, though. Day three is like everybody's a
Yeah,
zombie.
pretty much. You'll still feel exhausted in the morning, even if you rest well and eat well and take care of yourself. That's just the nature of God.
It's con life.
That's cosplay life too. It just gets worse if you've cosplayed for that entire day instead of just going around in casual clothes. Which, speaking of that, I'm pretty sure you both can also speak on this, that if you want to take a break and not cosplay during a con for a day, or even the whole con, if you want to take a break from cosplaying for an entire con, that's cool. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. If you kind of need to reset that motivation to cosplay at the con and just not do it for a day, that's okay. Take that break because you need it. And that way, your motivation isn't killed for the next day of the convention or for that convention the following year. Because if you have a bad experience cosplaying at a con, that memory lasts for a long time, I will tell you from experience. And you don't want it to carry forward. So it's perfectly okay to take that break.
Yeah, I do have like a backup, I guess, casual cosplay. I do Coco Adele, and Rooster Teeth, hashtag not sponsored, has like a shirt with Coco and Velvet on it. And you know how Coco wears like the beret and the sunglasses? That's kind of like my backup, sort of in cosplay, but not. So yeah, I definitely have just like a backup. So if that moment ever comes where I do like 3 days, I've only done a 2 day, and the second day I could only stay half because I'd work the next day. So it was kind of like I had to make sure I was well rested for work the next day. So I'm pretty sure that's a thing as well. But yeah, I definitely felt a little bit tired towards the end, even though I was wearing like Penny Pallandina. And I'm like she's not like an easy character, but out of all of them, she's the easiest to wear. So, but yeah, just like getting motivated. I think what helped too was my mom also went to the convention with me, and she was like all hyped and excited. We were supposed to go before the pandemic, and then it hit, and then we had to wait 2 years. So it was like that build up for a long time. But yeah, it's definitely motivating to have like different outfits and be like, all right, who am I gonna bring?
Which
Yeah,
one can I pick?
as you mentioned, that social support is really important.
I'm all about that social support. It's part of the therapist in me, and it's part of like the cosplay community as well, because like you need people and friends to just kind of like talk to, you know, share experiences with, share the ups and downs with, because it's like, oh, I'm not alone in this. Like I have someone to go and talk to. So I think that's what really helped me like really get into cosplaying, because I didn't really have like supportive family members. Like my mom knew about cosplaying and whatnot, but my grandparents were just like, what is this? Like, what are you doing? And I'm just like, cosplaying, like something I've always wanted to do and didn't have the time or the money. But now it's like, hey, closet cosplaying. So, you know, so they were just kind of a little unsure about what was going on. But then, you know, once I got on TikTok and Instagram and was kind of introduced into the cosplay community, it was like, huh, like there's people and friends who love Ruby and cosplaying. So now we have our own little group, and hopefully get to invite more people, get to meet new friends, and you know, cosplay family is what I call it. So really excited.
Well, I know you and I have memories from Project Akon, since Jen had mentioned people kind of having that weirded out reaction when they first see cosplayers. I think you and I have been to
So many.
Akon type shows enough where it's in the middle of a city in downtown where there's all of these non-convention going workers just going about their daily lives, and then you get on the subway and you see all these people in party colored wigs and very elaborate costumes and you know ball gowns from CL Phantom Hive, and they're just sitting there goes
Me going
what?
on the subway in downtown Boston for
It's
PAX.
It's like that meme of the guy who's just looking backward at the other girl, and that's kind of the
Oh,
looks that we usually
yes.
get from just the random people just going about their normal lives. Like that must be for a thing.
It
there
is
must
for
be
a
thing.
It's my day off, and this is how I'm going to dress.
But they won't ever ask you about it unless there's like that one person who just kind of gets up the courage, like, hey, is there an event in downtown or something? Like, oh yeah.
Oh.
And then you tell them all about it and you get excited. Con memories are forever.
Yes.
It doesn't happen as much anymore just because the conventions have been established there long enough that people have just kind of gotten used to it.
And cosplay has grown in such a level now that it's pretty much like if there's a convention in town, you kind of expect it to be a thing. So it's no longer just this weird little niche hobby that so many people are involved with it, which is kind of nice. It makes it more normalized, which does make you feel like the weird one there dressed up.
Since it's coming up in 2 months, I wanted to kind of put this to you all as a final sort of closure topic on this. What is your motivation like for Halloween?
Man.
As a sort of like cosplay event? Is it different than your
yes.
normal like cosplay at conventions or anything?
It is always different because you cannot wear the things that you would wear at an anime convention or a gaming convention because nobody knows what the heck you are. You got to be something more normal.
Nobody knows what you are at an anime convention sometimes either.
They are more likely to know who I am versus everybody else outside of the convention.
That's fair.
It does make it more difficult because I feel like I need to be something that's more generic so that people could recognize it. If I go out in my Bulbasaur Gaijinka, nobody's gonna have a stinking clue what that is. No one's gonna know. But if I take it to an anime convention, people will probably pick it up pretty quickly because of all the things I put onto it and the backpack and all that stuff. So yeah, I gotta move myself into normal mode and go to Spirit Halloween or Party City and be like, okay, what's trending and what can I make that's still kind of me? I'll just do Bride of Frankenstein. Let's just do that.
Are you still motivated to get up in costume though?
Most of the time. Oh, yeah, because, I mean, Halloween's my holiday. So for me, like, I actually celebrate it and I love it way more than I do Christmas or any of the other ones. So, like, I genuinely get motivated to dress up on that day. It's just a more normal dress up that people can recognize.
Then how about you? Are you motivated to dress up on Halloween?
I was just surprised you said it's 2 months away. Like, I'm like, what?
It's slightly more than 2 months. But yeah, it's a little more than 2 months.
I wasn't allowed to celebrate Halloween growing up. It was not celebrated at all in my household. So I was kind of like, I don't know what I did for cosplay. I know last year for Cosplay Tea Time, we did like a spooky Halloween recording and that went pretty well and we'll probably do that again. So, but yeah, I don't remember what I did for 2020. It feels so long ago, but I know, I did like a closet cosplay. I never know how to say her name, but she's from Resident Evil, Lady
D?
Yeah, Lady D. I did like a closet
lovely.
Cosplay of her.
Yes.
So, but yeah, I don't go with like generic and kind of what you were saying about like you feel like you have to like blend in with like the trends or something. Mm-hmm. When I went to like my first convention back in April, like, I was going to go as Nora. I'm like, this is my first cosplay. It's going to be my first convention. Like, I don't care if I don't see anybody that knows Ruby or understands Ruby. There was one other Ruby cosplayer there, and I had a bunch of people coming up to me like, it's Nora. Can I get a photo? And I'm like, sure. So the fact that I was just like, you know, if nobody understands who I am or what I am, I'm there to have fun. You know, I'm there to represent my favorite character and my favorite show. So, and the fact that people were coming up like, Nora, hey. That's me. So, but yeah, I go with the flow. I don't know what I have planned. I don't know if I'm going to go spooky, scary, do like an OC. I don't know if I'm going to do like another take on like a gothic Nora, but do like a fairy goth Nora. I'm still debating. So, but I need to debate a little bit quicker. So that's what I'm hearing. Anxiety, you know.
That always seems to happen with cosplayers too with Halloween is that we tend to figure it out at the very last minute. So that's our own form of con crunch. It's Halloween crunch.
Yes. Exactly.
I have zero problems finding something to wear on Halloween because I'm a Rennie, so I have a whole closet full of garb that I can
you just
wear
pull out and you're anytime set.
Anytime that I just pull out, that's
I
it.
Am Lord of the Rings.
It's just a matter of, is it hot or cold outside? I have sets of garb for both. So I just pull something out. It's, I don't have to worry about being a specific character. I don't have to worry about being recognized because everybody knows what Renaissance garb looks like.
Mm-hmm.
It's very comfortable to wear. There's no armor. I don't have to carry any props around if I don't feel like it. Great. But I also have zero motivation to cosplay on Halloween. Because usually it ends up being on a work day. Mm. And like Chad had mentioned that they don't cosplay on work days. I also don't like cosplaying on work days just because what I do tends to be very stressful and I'm very exhausted at the end of the day and I just don't feel like getting into any sort of costume that day unless Halloween is on a weekend. That's a different story. But usually right. It falls during the week. And it's just like, not feeling it. Nope. And even if I put on the costume, I'm just going to feel exhausted and stressed in a costume, which not cool. So.
Not fun for anybody.
Yeah. So I'll cosplay pretty much any other time of year. Zero motivation on Halloween. I'll just go buy my own candy. I don't have to worry about trick or treating.
Exactly. These are my Reese's cups. I don't want to share.
Exactly. I have the good candy for myself and the less than great candy for anybody else.
I love seeing all the little kids get dressed up. I love giving out candy Halloween night. Just the things that their parents put them in is sometimes appalling, but sometimes it's the best thing ever. Like my favorite still was this one little boy that was dressed up as Jack Nicholson from The Shining. He had his head through like cardboard slats, like he was through a door. The kid couldn't have been more than 6 or 7 years old. And I'm like, your child, sir, has not seen The Shining. What are you doing?
That's probably for the better.
It was brilliant, but I was a little concerned.
I mean, you have kids cosplaying from Friday the 13th, and I'm pretty sure they haven't seen Friday the 13th.
I hope they haven't.
Oh, goodness.
All right. Do we have anything else for this episode?
I think we are good. I don't have anything else that I want to add to the topic. Jen, do you have anything else that you wanted to add to it?
Not for the topic, but I just want to say again, thank you for letting me on the show.
Absolutely.
Let me talk about cosplay tea time. And it's just lovely chatting with you both.
We were very happy that you were able to get back in touch with us and we can make this happen. So, hey, start promoting cosplay tea time again. Where can people sign up and follow?
Yes. So again, message us on Instagram, cosplay_tea_time. Just shoot us a message. We'll get back to you with the Discord link. Again, have to be 18 years or older to join. And we do have a YouTube channel. So if you want to check out our videos, see what they're all about before you want to sign up and join, totally cool. We got some awesome upcoming themes. Again, like holiday, original character, pirates. I'm looking at my pirate outfit like, oh, I can't wait. So super, super excited. And we have such a fun, loving community. A lot of great people are there. Just it's amazing. And I can't believe this has been going on for a year.
Time always flies when you're having fun, quite literally.
Very true. Very true.
And of course, all of the show information will be included in our show notes so that if you all are listening to this recording, you'll be able to see that. And speaking of cosplay conversations, of course, we invite you all to join in the cosplay conversation. Let us know what your motivations were when you started out working on cosplay, what they are now, and how you feel about cosplaying on Halloween. Or, of course, let us know what you think Nick Cage should wear on Halloween. Feel free to contact us via any of our social media, which, of course, you can find here.
It's in a different location today because we have a third box. So it's over on my right-hand side, which I think for you guys is the left. I don't really know, but it's over there. Visit us at cospod.org, on Facebook and Instagram at Cosplay Podcast, and on YouTube and Twitter at cospodcast.
Or, of course, you can email us, podcast@cospod.org, where you will get an answer from each one of us, along with Nick Cage-themed memes.
Guaranteed.
Of course, we also, at this point, would welcome suggestions for what we should do for our After Dark episode, which is, in fact, coming up in a little over two months.
2 months away! Yes, please let us know what we should do for our Halloween episode.
Yes, if there are specific games you'd like us to play or guests you'd like us to have on the show, including Jen here, please feel free to let us know. Otherwise, we will wish you guys happy cosplaying. Please stay safe, stay healthy out there, keep working on those cosplays so that we can all see your shining, smiling faces at a convention local to us ASAP. Otherwise, we will bring an end to this episode 260 of Cosmod Podcast for all things cosplay. We will see you guys next time in episode 261. Happy cosplaying, everybody. Bye.